Okay, Hawaii's beloved raw fish salad has hit the mainland big time, and it's definitely worth a try. Now, the traditional take is essentially raw fish, fresh, of course, diced into small pieces and dressed with the likes of everything from soy sauce and ginger to wasabi and seaweed. It could not be simpler. And simple always invites improvisers. Chefs and fish lovers are having a wonderful time with poke. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, got the details from Martha Chang. She's a longtime resident of Hawaii and has written the Poke Cookbook.
Hey, Martha, nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So tell me what poke means.
Poke, the word itself, all just means to cut or slice crosswise. But obviously here in Hawaii, we mean it as like the raw fish salad that we eat. Everywhere.
It's everywhere. I mean, when we were in Hawaii, we saw it in gas stations. We saw specific little poke stands.
Yeah.
So where does it come from? What's the heritage?
Well, the roots come from the native Hawaiian preparation. So back when they would just get raw fish and season it with some sea salt that they dried in the sun, some inamona, which is crushed roasted candle nut, and limu, which is seaweed. And that was basically it. And we kind of eat a version of that these days on the islands. We call it limu ahi poke. But what's really popular these days is the ahi shoyu poke. And that kind of evolved around the 70s when all the descendants of the plantation workers, the Koreans, the Japanese, the Chinese, kind of influenced the mix and added sesame oil and shoyu.
So it's a really pretty recent dish.
Yeah, relatively. That's what's funny is like the word poke, you know, obviously existed a long time ago, but it wasn't really associated with what we know now until about the 70s.
Well, we are seeing it more and more on the mainland, and there are some pretty crazy variations. But your book really lends itself to making it at home. You think that's the best thing to do?
I think so. I think if you can find really fresh fish, then it's a great way to prepare it. And also, even actually, if you don't have fresh fish, you can substitute all kinds of vegetables or tofu because that shoyu sesame oil and the onions, it's just a great combination. It's almost like a, I don't want to say mother sauce because that sounds too fancy, but it just works so well with so many things.
And what would you consider an entry-level poke recipe for us?
Definitely the shoyu ahi poke. I mean, there's a reason why it's so popular. It's six ingredients, that's it, and you're chopping it up and throwing it together. It comes together in like 15 minutes or so, and there's no cooking involved. You cut the ahi, which is usually yellowfin tuna, into cubes, and then you throw in some sliced, really thin sliced yellow onion, thinly sliced scallions, a little bit of soy sauce, and some sesame oil, and if you like it, like just a touch of heat through sambal.
And that's it. It almost sounds like a salsa in many ways, you know, like a rough chopped salsa. It's really interesting.
Yeah, maybe definitely a bigger cube, but yeah.
maybe a bigger spoonful. And then what about some ideas for some variations?
So there's a restaurant here in town called Mudhen Water, and they did a beet poke, which uses basically the same shoyu and sesame oil, but applies it to beets instead of the ahi. And the great thing is that the beets are almost even the same color as the ahi.
Exactly. It looks the same. It's very interesting. And cooked beets,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, cooked beets.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed that there are a lot of opportunities with poke to use unusual ingredients that you can find, like that fermented plum that the Japanese use, ume,
yes.
Is that what it's called?
Umeboshi.
Yeah, so tell me, give me one using that.
So there's the pineapple one, which is basically pineapple, shiso, and ume. There's a little tiny hole in the wall poke place, which are, of course, people's favorites here
right,
on the
right.
islands. that does a ume shoyu poke. And I love that sauce. And it also reminded me of here on the islands, we like to eat pineapple with lihing powder, which is a dried plum powder. So it's kind of tart and sweet and a little bit salty.
That sounds just delicious.
Yeah, it's super good. It's very good cold, too, like on the beach.
So when do people eat poke in Hawaii? I mean, is this a lunch thing? Is it a dinner? Is it a starter?
I'd say it's usually on the islands, we eat it as a shared appetizer. And it's everywhere from potlucks to tailgates to weddings to pauhana, like after work you're getting together with friends with like beer and poke. It's just everywhere. We have it at Costco. We have it all the supermarkets. So, and yeah, and lately we are eating it as like a lunch kind of over rice. But really, I think the way we really eat it here is just like kind of the way you'd eat chips and salsa, like you were kind of saying.
Oh, you are so lucky to have that fresh seafood. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we are.
So, Martha, do you have any thoughts about why poke has become so popular outside the island?
I think it's kind of gone the way of a lot of immigrant food has. I think there were a lot of Hawaiians and locals. So when we say Hawaiian here, it means Native Hawaiian. And we use locals for people born and raised in Hawaii but don't have Native Hawaiian blood.
Mm-hmm.
So when they moved to the mainland for work and they were homesick and they had poke, so there's like this tiny little shop in San Mateo that makes poke for homesick Hawaiians, and they have for a really long time. Like, I remember that growing up, actually, when I grew up in the Bay Area. But what you're really seeing now is also this same sort of thing when, like, you know, there's these chains who are kind of trying to make money off of it, the same way that kind of Domino's makes pizza. And it kind of has evolved from what it was originally, because now you've got it with pears, and we've seen it with raspberries. It's on top of like a kelp noodle salad on the mainland. And I think it's people are trying to capitalize on the Chipotle model, the fast casual. And it really lends itself well to that. It's just really kind of evolved, I think, from what we eat here.
Which is interesting to me that you still there are eating the very simple shoyu ahi, you know?
Yeah, I think here in Hawaii, we like what we like. And sometimes they say some of the dining here is almost like this postcard from the 60s or 70s for the really traditional places that are still around.
I love that about Hawaii.
Yeah, me too.
It's such a crazy, wonderful food scene. It's very, very interesting. Martha, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Martha Cheng is author of the Poke Cookbook. You can find her recipe for the classic shoyu ahi at splendidtable.org.